Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today I'd like to read a little bit in Colossians, see what the Apostle Paul gave us in chapter 3. This world is, full of a lot of evil, a lot of distractions. So it's swirling around us. It's like being in a storm, maybe, and with all these evil things around us. And there are also a lot of people that say, "Oh, the Bible is just a fantasy book, or it's just a made up book. It's not true." Yet we know that for those that believe in God and have Jesus as their Savior. For those of us that have that, the Word of God is very much alive. And other scriptures bear that out also, that that the Word of God is to those that don't know the Lord. To them, it's foolishness, I believe it says. But to us, it's life. So here in this chapter 3 of Colossians, the Apostle Paul gives some very practical advice, practical instructions for us to follow in our daily lives. And it begins in verse 1. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." So it begins with the question, if then you are risen with Christ. So that was the first thing to do, is to be one with Christ, is to accept Christ and to die and then be risen with Christ, to die to our sins. It says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." That's very beautiful that it tells us first that we have to die. Our old life has to die so that we can have new life, risen again with Christ. And when we are risen again with Christ, we set our affections on the things that are above, not on things on the earth. And also it says where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Those are the things that we need to set our affections on. There are many things that people on this earth have their affections for, and we see what riches, how many people are looking for riches. They're looking for fame, for honor, pleasure, and for their fleshly lusts and desires. And we know that all of that, that's everything of that is of the earth. And we see right here that our affections are to be on things above, not on those things here on this earth. Verse 4 says, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." So he right away lists some things here that are part of this earth. It's fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, covetousness, which is idolatry. And it says, for these things' sake, that the wrath of God comes on the children, on those that are disobedient. And then he goes on to say in verse 7, "In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." So in addition to those other things he mentioned in verse 5, now he mentions these things. Maybe those other things we could say, oh, maybe it's easy not to fall on those. But then when he mentions things like anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and just filthy communication, joking and such, maybe those things, it's not as hard to not fall in them. I mean, it's maybe those are more of a temptation. And so those are listed here as put those off also. Because Paul says it, that you walked in them also sometime when you lived in them, so that when we were living in our old lives, those are the things, all these things we fell prey to. But now he says, you have put on a new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So now he tells us what we should be living in. Now that we live, before we used to live in those other things that he mentioned, now that we are new people and risen with Christ, these are the things that we are to be living in, and these are the things that should be showing or manifesting in our lives. It says, bowels of mercies, to be merciful, be kind, humble of mind, meek, and long-suffering, forbearing one another. Forbearing is such a virtue. If we can master it, or if we can have it, if we can get that from the Lord, to be forbearing with each other, and forgiving one another. Forbearing is such a I mean, there's so many times that we need that, even with our spouses or with our children or with our parents or whatever. If you're a teenager, you think that your parents don't know everything and that you know better. And yeah, so parents need forbearance with the children, and children need forbearance with the parents. And it's such a thing that's needed so much, one of those fruits that's needed so much from the Lord, to be able to live a peaceful life with one another. And it says, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And that's also another thing, to be forgiving. And all we have to do is just remember what all Christ had to forgive us. And then we won't have so much trouble forgiving others when they trespass against us. And then he says, and above all things, all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. That's a lot in those two verses, charity, to put on charity. I think a lot of people just think, oh, that's love, to have love. Love everybody, love no matter what. But as we have read in other scriptures, it says that we should love truth and in the Spirit of God. And so having the true love of God, charity is the true love of God. It's the kind of love that Christ showed everyone when he was willing to die for it. Everyone, even to die for me when I didn't love him, and when I couldn't be loved hardly by anyone except by God and his Son. That's the kind of love he wants us to have with each other, and it's his, that kind of love is a bond of perfectness. It's like a glue that keeps us together. And let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, so it's all one, it's not many, or not divided. And last fall it says, and be thankful. And I am very thankful. Every day I have so much to be thankful for. And if you're not thankful, then you're pretty far low, and you need to really make your heart right with God. And because just the fact that we have a new day today and life, that is a lot to be thankful for already. So, and it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So, we're admonished here to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, to have wisdom, to be circumspect, to be discerning. And we're teaching, whether we're teaching or admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that we're to sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. And then he says that whatsoever that we do in word or deed, that we are to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So I'm very thankful. I give thanks to the Lord for giving us this day, for giving us this time to spend a little time of fellowship together, and to encourage. And as we walk in this life, like I said in the beginning, the world is offering a lot. The world has temptations and distractions swirling around us. But there is only one thing that has been there forever and will be there forever, and that's the love of God and the Lord Jesus, and his word will stand forever. So we need to have that word of Christ dwell in us richly. So may that be an encouragement for you today, and may the Lord bless the rest of your day. I just wanted to also invite everyone to our weekly Bible study on Saturday mornings at 7:30 Eastern. If you want to join us live, you can go to, the phone number is 857-216-6700, and the ID is 525-819. So yes, we would like, if you could, we'd like you to join us live and participate in the discussion. God bless you. Amen. Bye.